ladies and gentlemen, it appears that it is actually possible to unlock all 7 marches in KVK technology as a free-to-play player. What's going on, guys? Cheers. A lot of you guys have been commenting talking about how I drink too much cola. Okay, so this is sparkling water, it's peach flavored. Okay, my body is a temple. Now look, KVK technology and crystals in KVK have been a big topic of heated debate in not just the Rise of Kingdoms community, but also here on this YouTube channel ever since it was introduced into the game, I think around the end of 2020, if I'm not mistaken. And since then, the KVK technology system has gone through a ton of different changes over the last year and a half. And I'm happy to announce that the most recent change that happened a couple of months ago, I believe at the end of March or beginning of April, is one that is actually extremely favorable for free-to-play players who have some time to invest into the game. Now you might be saying, okay, OmniArc, this update came out a couple of months ago. Like, you're really late to the party. What's going on here? Well, I was actually in the middle of a KVK when they released that latest update, and then we kind of declined a few KVK invitations. So right now is actually the first time, okay, I'm a couple days in, first time that I'm actually getting to experience this for myself. And I wanted to actually see this with my own two eyes before I make a video about it. I wanted to actually see it myself, okay? So in this video, we're going to talk about some of the good changes that came to KVK technology for free-to-play players, but also for low spenders, because you get a really good value out of some of the super cheap bundles that are now available in this KVK. And look, okay, in the past, I've said some pretty negative things about the KVK system, okay? I have. It is what it is, okay? And I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I don't think Lilith really appreciates the amount of negativity that I have said about their KVK system, okay? But look, I don't regret it, and I don't take back anything that I've said about crystal technology, okay? Because at the end of the day, I just tell the truth here on the channel, all right? We see it with our eyes and we speak it to the camera, okay? And up until this point, KVK crystal technology has just been a plague on the game for over a year and a half, maybe a year and a quarter, but still way, way too long. And so it is what it is. I just call it how I see it. But what's also important when talking about the negative things about the game is to also acknowledge when good things happen, okay? When the developers actually change something for the better, it's important that as a community, we acknowledge that just as loudly as we acknowledge their failures. Now look, am I saying that KVK and crystal technology is perfect? No, I really just hate the crystal tech system in general. I really think the game would be better without it, but it's never going to go away, okay? They've already built so many game modes around it, and let's be honest, it's sort of a guaranteed sort of lazy-ish way to guarantee income, right? From the whales. Every KVK they're gonna spend, even and Lilith doesn't have to do anything new. So I understand from a business perspective that this is not changing, but what they can do, if they're not going to remove it, is actually make it more accessible for free-to-play players and low spenders. And that seems to be what they've done here. Now, this is a screenshot from our good friend Ace. Okay, if you guys don't know who Ace is, he has been a free-to-play player for the longest time now. He did, I think he bought the growth fund when he first started his account, but ever since then he hasn't spent any money on the game, which means he is completely free to play in KVK Heroic Anthem. And he sent me some screenshots a few weeks ago saying, hey Omni, like, I'm pretty sure this new update is actually a big deal for free-to-play players, because this is a screenshot he took on his final day in KVK, and he was able to unlock, and I know he doesn't have it unlocked here in this picture, but had he actually defeated all the Kahars that he had whistles for in his inventory, he would have had enough crystals to unlock the 7th march as a free-to-play player. Now, he didn't do that because it was the last day, so like, who cares? It doesn't actually matter. All the fighting is over, KVK is over. But what that does mean is that he was able to unlock 6 armies before the pass 5 opening, and that was even with him saying that he sort of slacked off the week prior because he got a new job. So this is a big deal for free-to-play players and low spenders for the future of KVK technology, okay? Now look, is this going to be easy to do? No, okay? It's my understanding that Ace is a very active player as free to play, And so, you know, many people might not have as much time invested into the game as he does, but just the fact that it is actually possible to get really far into your crystal technology as a free-to-play player, that's huge. Okay, that's huge. What that means is if you're not performing well as free-to-play, then you may have just needed to invest more time. And I understand that a lot of people can't do that. I get that. And again, I'm not saying the crystal tech system is perfect. It's not, but I think this is a huge step in the right direction. And now that I'm seeing it for my own two eyes in my own KVK, I'm comfortable making a video talking about how this change is actually really good. Okay, now I wanted to make sure that Ace wasn't just some sort of like crazy outlier, so I reached out to Merp, who is another free-to-play player, and this was the progress of their KVK technology, again totally free-to-play, on the day, or I believe the day before, Kingsland actually opened for fighting. So as you can see here, they made it all the way up to the third round of attack buffs for the different troop types. And you obviously, you see here focusing mainly on infantry, and that's really what you want to do. If you're free to play, you're probably going to have a few marches that are stronger than the rest, and whatever that troop type is, that's what you want to focus on. And then if you can't get it to 10, then you can start to put some extra crystals elsewhere. You can see that Merp decided not to actually get the sixth army slots, but we can go ahead and take a look that they did make it all the way up to improved morale 2, which gives you 1% extra damage. So it is definitely possible to make significant progress in KVK tech as free to play. Now Merp did say that at the time of screenshotting this, they had 168,000 individual honor points, so keep that in mind. Merp is a very active free-to-play player, and they did also say that all of their tier 2 technology was maxed out except for Swift Marching 2. They said that that was at 7. Marching Orders, they said, was also at 7, and they also said that Attack Formation and Call to Arms were at 7. And finally, they mentioned that Karaku Reports 2 was only at level 3. Everything else level 2 and earlier was completely maxed out for them. Now you might be thinking, Omniarch, why is it good for a free-to-play player or a low spender to have 6, even 7 marches in KVK? And some of you might already be typing in the comments, chatting, saying, okay, free-to-play players should focus all of their good commanders into 3 or 4 powerful armies, and fighting with 5 or 6 full marches might actually be spreading them thin and filling their hospital faster. And I understand that, but regardless, it's still very good for free-to-play players to have the ability to get 6 or even, you know, technically 7 marches in KVK, because not only does that mean that they just have one free slot, meaning they can keep an army in an alliance pit, or they can use it to go grab a rune or something like that, but during downtime it means that they now have 6 armies that they can gather gems with, or 6 armies that they can gather resources with, or maybe on the last day or maybe the last 2 days, they have 7 armies that they can gather gems with, right? And that's a huge deal. Okay, I remember Ace telling me that this was a big deal for him because he was able to gather gems with 6 armies. And that's where, if you're a very active free-to-play player, this is going to help you out a ton. So what actually changed? Well, of course, they actually changed the tech a little bit. They've moved around some things. They've added some new things like Karaku Reports, and we're going to talk about that here in a moment. And they've also moved some things off to the side. I believe they moved Call to Arms 2 over here off to the side. And so there's a lot of really good stuff that they've done with the layout of the technology. Now they haven't changed any of the buffs. Okay, some of these buffs still go pretty high. We get 10% attack here, and we have, you know, they can improve morale and all that stuff. This is still going to give you a bunch of extra damage. But here's the thing, right? If they had gone the other way, where they just made it so that way the buffs in the research center were significantly lowered again, because mind you, they've done that multiple times, people would still complain. Okay, if all they did was cut everything here in half, I think people would still complain about this technology regardless, right? Because if it's not obtainable by free to play, it doesn't matter how big or small the buff is, they're always going to look at that buff, and even if it's not really that applicable, they will just use it as a scapegoat to say, well, I perform poorly this KVK because I didn't have the tech, even if the buff was only 3%, 5%, whatever. So what I'm happy about is that Lilith actually took the other route, which was, okay, let's just give a ton more ways for players to get crystals as free to play, so that way they can focus on getting the right buffs. And I think that's the right way. I think that's the right course of action. Okay. Beyond the technology changing, they did also add the Crystal Quest system. So this is an additional sort of battle pass system, just like Lucerne Scrolls. Now, am I happy about that? Not really, but as a low spender, this is actually good value. Okay. I have to admit, okay, as much as I hate the fact that this game literally has two battle passes, like who do you think you are? At the end of the day, this is actually an improvement. So I'm going to withhold my criticism of the game having two battle passes, and just say that this is actually good. Okay. The Crystal Quest system is actually good for the game. Why? Because the top row is completely free and it's going to be accomplished by doing things that you're going to do anyway, daily tasks, weekly tasks, things like that. I haven't tried to do any of these weekly tasks and I've completed all of them except for this one, which I'm currently in a building for. So like, you don't have to focus on these too much, in order to actually, get to the end of this, in a meaningful amount of time. Okay. And the good news is that this top row gives you, I think about a million, I think it's 1,050,000 crystals for free. And you get an iconic crystal, which is a big deal because these are not that easy to get. Okay. So that's really good. And this top row is great. Now, if you are willing to spend the $15, which I did do that, I'm guilty. Okay. It's $15. You unlock the bottom tier. I think you get an additional like 9 million crystals, which is far and above, like way better than the free tier. And it's, you know, it's $15, right? It's $15. It is what it is. I'm just happy that they didn't put the iconic crystal here. That would have been super annoying if you had to spend $15 for it. So I'm glad that they did that. But regardless, $15 for 9 million crystals is a great deal. Okay. It's a great deal. It is. Okay. And I think if you're a low spender, this is probably worth it. Okay. The $5 bonus, you know, season supply boost here for $5, that's insane value. And then the next best thing is going to be this $15 advanced treasures bundle. So for $20, you get really good value. And if you're super active, you're going to be able to get really far in the technology. Okay. But that's not all, because actually the biggest thing that I think that they've done is they've added the Trial of Kokarok. And I am a huge fan of this, this event. Okay. I'm a big fan of this. I really like what they've done here. And what's cool is like, this is sort of just the Kurok ceremony with a couple of extra bells and whistles. Okay. You have different difficulties that unlock at different chronicles throughout the Lost Kingdom, and you're able to get a ton of free crystals from doing this. Now, I've completed the easy levels. Okay. And I gotta say, it does get to be a little bit hard, especially at levels 10, 20, and 30. I wish I could go in here and show you all the rewards. I believe easy difficulty gives you like 2 or 2.5 million crystals if you can completely do all of it, which is a ton, especially because this is unlocked right at the beginning of KVK. So you actually get a ton of free crystals by doing this, and you definitely want to do this as soon as you possibly can. You want to get all the crystals in your hands as soon as you possibly can, so you can focus on the technology. Okay. Now, again, I do want to emphasize that some of the boss levels in this, even on easy mode, might be a little bit hard for free to play players if you don't have great commanders or equipment in Season of Conquest. And on top of that, if you're free to play, you might not have a lot of early KVK crystals to invest in getting better tech to help you out with this. So it's still going to be a little bit hard for some players. Okay. I've heard players say that it's a little bit difficult as free to play, but nonetheless, this is a great event for free to play, especially for those that are really invested in the game and are really spending time, because that means they've probably got the equipment and commanders required to do something like this. And on top of that, it requires 100, I think, AP to summon one of these, Kokarok barbarians next to your city. And then it doesn't require AP to actually attack it afterwards, which means you're not even going to spend a ton of AP to do this. However, it is timed, so you are going to have to really focus on getting this done. But on top of all that, you're also going to get these season coins, which is awesome. Okay. A new way to get a bunch of coins is sweet, because they've also added the 50% off commander sculptures and equipment material choice chest legendary variant, which of course I have bought both, all of them for both. So overall, if you guys are active players in Rise of Kingdoms, whether you're free to play, low spender, or a whale, this is a good update. It's a good update. This opens the door for a lot of low spenders who are really hardworking to actually be perhaps rally leads and garrison leads. It may be possible, and that's huge, right? Giving players more things that they feel like they can accomplish in the game makes them want to keep playing. Okay, and I can say from my experience as somebody, you know, I consider myself maybe a low to mid spender, I'm actually okay with spending $20 every KVK. I'm actually okay, if I'm being honest, I'm okay spending $70 on every single KVK. I'm fine with that. Why? Because this event lasts over a month and a half, 2 months, right? And when you consider how much a brand new game costs for the PS5 or the Nintendo Switch, you know, am I gonna get a month and a half or 2 months of entertainment out of that game every single day? Probably not, right? Probably not. I'm just being honest. Okay, so you know, the fact that I get daily entertainment from Rise of Kingdoms, especially during KVK, I'm okay with spending that money. And that's me, and I know that's not for everybody, but I'm just giving you guys my thought process here. Okay, I'm fine with spending that if I feel like it matters, and now I feel like spending that money matters, so I'm okay doing it. Prior to this update, I didn't want to spend $70 because I knew that I still wasn't going to max the tech, and I still couldn't be a garrison lead, and I still couldn't be a rally lead. I mean, maybe if I spent like 14 hours a day in the game, but I have other stuff to do. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is that this update not only is really good for free-to-play players, but it's also going to encourage some people to spend money that they wouldn't have otherwise spent. It's sort of like a win-win. Now, the top end whales, they're still probably gonna super mega whale. Okay, so overall, I think this is a pretty good update to Crystal Tech. Is Crystal Tech perfect? No, it never will be, just by nature. But again, it's important to be as loud with our positive feedback as we are with our negative feedback. And Lilith, this is a good update. Please do not nerf any of these things in the future. With that being said, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this video. If you found it informative or useful or entertaining or anything like that, drop a thumbs up on it. It really helps out the channel a ton. It helps get this video out into the YouTube algorithm so other Rise of Kingdoms players might see it. As always, if you're new here, subscribe to the channel and click that bell to be notified the next time that I upload a Rise of Kingdoms video. With that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been Omniarch. I will talk to you guys again soon. Peace.